Two big mergers in the air and in hair care.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. Southwest Airlines just announced plans to extend its reach, especially into more smaller markets, with the purchase of AirTran. The price tag, around $1.4 billion, plus a couple billion more in assuming AirTran's debt. Meantime, consumer goods giant Unilever says it's buying Alberto Culver, the U.S. maker of VO5, Tresemme, and Nexus. Unilever is paying about $3.7 billion. Months ago, oil giant BP promised $500 million for scientists to study the impact of the big Gulf spill. No strings attached, they said. But it turns out there are some. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
A panel of national scientists was supposed to dole out BP's money. Now, Gulf state governors will have a big hand in that, and local labs will get priority. Some national labs say that means BP won't be funding the best science. It'll be helping Gulf politicians take care of their own.
My response would be that their own are competent and ready to do this job.
George Crozier runs the Dauphin Island Sea Lab in Alabama. He says bigger labs would normally get most of the money, and that's not fair.
I'm sorry, helping the region looks like a reasonably good objective to me.
In the wake of the spill, federal agencies are likely to fund more national research, so says Scott Pega at Alaska's Oil Spill Recovery Institute. And he says scientists shouldn't be surprised BP is appeasing locals.
You're not going to necessarily get the best science, but you may get the most appropriate science.
By that, he means BP's acting on a moral obligation. It wants to fund local labs that can best study the ecosystems that the spill hurt the most. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks climbed around 1% today across much of Asia. In Frankfurt and Paris at this hour, they're up around a quarter of a percent. London's FTSE, though, just slipped slightly into the red. The Dow returns from the weekend at 10,860. After weeks of horror stories about filthy living quarters and unfinished bathrooms, it turns out the accommodations at India's Commonwealth Games might not be so bad after all. Athletes have started moving in and report being pleasantly surprised by what they've found. Rahul Tendon is the BBC's reporter in New Delhi. Hello.
Hi, Bob.
What sort of reaction has there been from the athletes who've already moved in?
There's about 1,000 athletes who've moved in. Bob, you can imagine they've seen all those pictures, I'm sure that you have as well, heard the reports. So on their way to the accommodation, they were pretty nervous. But when they got there, beaming smiles on their faces, they were all pretty happy. Louise Bevan is a Welsh hockey player. I asked her what her room was like.
The rooms are in fantastic condition. Everybody's loving the balcony, the views we have, and all the conditions are just absolutely fantastic.
Rahul, how much work have they had to do over the past few days to get these facilities up to scratch?
Bob, it's been crazy. Electricians, cleaners, plumbers, anybody they can find in Delhi to really get this place ready. 4,000 people working around the clock. Most of the conditions are good, but there's still some work to go.
Now, how easy is it going to be for the organizers to be able to put these horror stories that we've heard behind them and get on with these games?
That's going to take a long, long time, I think. Look, today, a big story here. There was a snake in the South African room. They found another snake on the tennis village as well.
Oh,
a boxer's bed broke when he tried to lay down on it. All these stories dominating the headlines here. You know as well as I do, when a negative news cycle starts, it's difficult to break.
Rahul Tendon is the BBC's reporter in New Delhi. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by Ally Bank, committed to customer service. At allybank.com, visitors can chat online with a customer care associate 24/7.
A number of incumbent office holders are getting set to finish their terms come January. Among them, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. His recent appearance in the movie The Expendables has many wondering, is Arnold returning to Hollywood? April Demboski reports.
Last time we saw the Governator starring in a major motion picture was in Terminator 3.
I'll drive.
Arnold Schwarzenegger made $30 million for that movie. But that was back in 2003, and now he's 63. It's not an age that would typically have Hollywood directors rushing to cast him behind a machine gun. But producer Stephanie Austin can imagine a different cinematic future for Schwarzenegger.
He's reinvented himself time after time after time.
Austin worked with Schwarzenegger on Terminator 2 and True Lies. After his suit and cigar cameo in The Expendables, she can see him playing more polished characters, like a suave veteran spy.
As the baby boomer audience ages, maybe there's more receptivity.
But 7 years after trading Tinseltown for policymaking, Schwarzenegger may not want to return to the silver screen.
He doesn't need Hollywood anymore.
Steve Ross is a history professor at the University of Southern California. He's writing a book called Hollywood Left and Right, How Movie Stars Shaped American Politics. Schwarzenegger wasn't born in the U.S., so he can't follow in Ronald Reagan's footsteps and run for president. Ross sees him fast-forwarding to the role of a former president.
A Bill Clinton, a George H.W. Bush, maybe even a Jimmy Carter, that is a world ambassador. He'll pick a certain set of issues that he will be passionate about, and he will represent those issues.
The Special Olympics, the environment, whatever the issue, the role of elder statesman may appeal to Schwarzenegger. It seems he's always had a desire for greatness. In the 1977 documentary Pumping Iron, he talked about the drive behind his 6 victories in the Mr. Olympia bodybuilding contest.
I was just always impressed by people who could be remembered for hundreds of years, or, you know, even like Jesus, you know, being for thousands of years remembered, you know.
I'm April Dembosky for Marketplace.
The Transportation Department is working on a new rule to mandate a refund of your baggage fee in the event they're lost or delayed. The Air Transport Association, which represents most of the big airlines, is arguing that defining what's timely delivery for bags is a subjective question. ATA suggests letting the airlines choose when to offer refunds. Hey, as long as we're exploring the subject, what about a voluntary bag fee? Just a suggestion. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.